I'm John Batzler, visiting with Professor Sarah Seeger of the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, which is very generous, helping us to understand that a discovery that I did not know existed to search for. It's called ionic fluid, and it behaves in a fashion that sustains it even more than water because it doesn't evaporate. However, that is the revelation in a lab, and the professor has indicated they're looking but have not found it in planets yet. There are a lot of exoplanets out there. So, Professor, an unlimited budget is yours. Where do you want to go next? Thank you.
All right. Well, I would do two things. First, I would try to do sample return from solar system planets. That is, scooping up part of Venus's clouds, Mars, other planets, and bring it back to Earth to look for literally cells moving around. However, I do want to give you what is my dream for the very far future. And that is a special telescope called the Solar Gravitational Lens Telescope. It's a telescope that would have to travel 500 times the Earth-Sun distance and would use our sun as a lens using gravity, that mass bend space, to magnify a distant background planet. And if this can be done, and we don't know yet, but people are working towards it for future generations, if it can be done, it would magnify a planet by literally like 10 billion times. And you could spatially resolve the surface. You could put like 1,000 by 1,000 pixels on that planet. So I would, with infinite funds, send many of these out to space. Once we know how to launch it, it would take 20 years to get to 500 times our sun, away from our sun, and really like magnify these planets so we can really get to know what's out there.
500 times 93 million. I fail to do that. We're talking about beyond planets at the edge of the solar system or in the Oort cloud? How far out is that?
Oh, I think the Oort cloud is about 1,000 AU, so let's just say it's halfway to the Oort cloud.
That would take a time. And if you want to put many telescopes up there and search the heavens for ionic fluid or a planet?
Well, I would like to do it to look for signs of life wherever they are, not limit to ionic liquids, but just kind of, you know, all the different liquids on all the different planets. I really would. It's like playing the lottery. You know, you just play the lottery. You want to up your chances, not just have one chance, but many chances.
I'm convinced. David, you have a question.
So since that's far, far off in the future, what tools do you have today with an unlimited budget to help you get the information you want, but it's somewhat readily available or about to be available in your lifetime?
Okay, that's a much more focused. That's okay. That's a question. I can answer that. My strong opinion is to go to Venus, our planet Venus, our sister planet that really has been ignored for many decades, to go down in the atmosphere and study the cloud particles directly, whether it's the sulfuric acid itself or perhaps the ionic liquid right beneath the clouds, to send a mission that can search for complex organic molecules. And once we find them, to then send a sample return mission to the Venus atmosphere. That was what I would do with unlimited funds to get something done in my lifetime.
That sounds extremely practical. And NASA's budget did include mission like that. I don't know if it's still there, but it was designed in some
NASA fashion. Wanted to bring a sample return back from Mars. It's not clear where that is. NASA has two missions to Venus in the pipeline, but none of them are going to interrogate the cloud particles in any way. So I've struck out on my own with a consortium I lead. We call ourselves the Morningstar Missions to Venus. We are aiming for a series of small, very, very focused missions to Venus. You know, the search for signs of life or life on Venus, it's a little too crazy for large government agencies to invest in. But our first mission to Venus in this pattern is called the Rocket Lab mission to Venus. And we've teamed up with Rocket Lab to try to launch in 2026 to have a first look at the cloud particles and a first look to see if there might be ionic liquids beneath the clouds.
And the reason Venus is attractive to you, is it because it matches the Earth's size? It's just gone in another direction?
Honestly, what it is because it's been like overlooked. It's been overlooked, and it has what we have as our expanded requirements for life, a liquid, namely concentrated sulfuric acid. It has energy, the sunlight, nutrients, and it has the right temperature in the clouds for the possibility of life. So I'm not 100% convinced there's life there, but I'm 100% convinced it is worth going to check one way or the other.
David, if you have a comment or a question, we have about a minute.
This is a privately funded, non-government funded mission?
Yes, the Rocket Lab mission to Venus is a private, largely privately funded mission to Venus, correct?
An unlimited budget seems more than you need. That's
oh, yeah, this is not. Yeah, well, this first mission, it's I want to say it's sponsored by Schmidt Sciences. And Rocket Lab is building the rocket and the cruise vehicle and the probe. And we've had some other assistance from others.
Wonderful. Repeat again, Professor, so people can write it down. What is the website to look for?
You can look at my website called morningstarmissions.space and find all the info you need there.
We thank Professor Seeger, Sarah Seeger of Massachusetts Institute of Technology in Planetary Sciences, in Aerospace Engineering, in Physics, especially in ionic fluids to be discovered. This is Hotel Mars, Episode N, David Livingston, Dr. Space, my colleague and co-host.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.